It's Arthur Idala on AM 970. The Answer.
This is the Arthur Idala Power Hour with quintessential New Yorker attorney Arthur Idala, New York's go-to lawyer. He's here to share his stories from in the courtroom and around the city with interviews from high-profile guests and everyday folks calling in to talk about everything from politics, lifestyle, health and wellness, and more. And now your host, making the case for the city he loves, attorney Arthur Idala.
Filling in for Arthur Idala today is executive producer of the Arthur Idala Power Hour, Joan Pelzer.
Well, I hope I do not drive you crazy for a second night in a row. I certainly always drive Sambolino crazy. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do. So this is Joni Pelzer, and I have Sambolino sitting across from me, and we are sitting in for the great Arthur Idala, who is in Washington, D.C. with some hot and heavy meetings, which he will update you all on tomorrow night, Wednesday, live and local in New York City. How was your beautiful day today, Matt? This weather is unbelievable.
It's a little weird. I still have my plastic on my air conditioners, and I don't know if it's time to take them off yet, but it might be. The ceiling fan just ain't cutting it. And I have to wish a happy birthday, 76th birthday, to my dad, Gilbert Sambolin.
Wow, happy birthday. Should we sing?
No, I don't want his ears to bleed. But
well, guess who else's birthday it is today?
Who?
There you go. You have some music for me there. My sister-in-law, Marianne Pelzer, it's her birthday. I'm not going to tell you which one, but it is a big one.
Happy birthday, Marianne.
Happy birthday, Marianne. My parents will let her know I sent her beautiful flowers today. And my brother-in-law-in-law, her sister's husband, Craig Edelman, who our chief, both Kemper and Chell, both know very well.
Nice.
He handles a lot of the gun issues in our city, and he is going to be our guest in May on the show.
Oh, that's cool. All
right. Craig is going to come on and talk to us. Yeah, he's fantastic. I love Craig. He's like a brother to me also. So
I like seeing your producer chops flourishing since you've been
my
crowned
producer chops.
Producer. Yeah.
I've been crowned producer. I was crowned producer 2 years ago.
I know, but
I'm growing
nice
now.
To see.
I'm finally growing, huh?
Yeah, you're hitting your stride.
Aw. Well, I hope our audience is doing really well, and I hope you're out and about. I actually hope you're listening either driving in a car with open windows, driving home because it's gorgeous and it's still light out early, or maybe you're in the park somewhere with your kid on the swings or you're walking. Wouldn't it be nice on a beautiful, I mean, like we don't get a lot of these days lately. We've all been complaining in New York about how bad the weather's been. So
yeah, I'm not a fan of the cold. So definitely go out and enjoy this weather.
Well, we have a very exciting show, as you know, Matt, today. We have some really great guests. We are hoping and praying. Trump trial is happening right now, and we get the live and local from Judge George Grasso, and we got it yesterday. Unfortunately, right now, he is still stuck in court.
Oh, they went late
they
today,
have
huh?
not. They have not let them out yet. He said the judge is doing a great job, but they have not let them out, so we may not have him tonight because he may still be in court. And I would love to be able to ask Arthur, like, what are the stipulations? Are they allowed to keep you? How long can they keep you? What is the end time? Could they keep you till midnight?
That's all the discretion of the judge, right?
I guess it is. We don't know. We'll have to find out. And if George Grasso can join us, great. And if not, you're just going to get us for the first two segments. But we have plenty to talk about. So we're going to have on the great Tom Harris, our weekly Time Tuesday Times Square Alliance. And he's bringing two guests with us. What do you love when it's nice out, Matt?
Gelato.
There, that
ice
was a little,
cream.
That was a nice little segue.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, very nice.
So we're going to have a nice gelato company. They are in Times Square, and they are called Amorino Gelato Cafe. We're going to have Margarita, who's the general manager, and Gil, who's the manager. And that comes courtesy of TJ and Tom. And we're going to end our show tonight with Angelo Vivolo, because as you know, we talked about it yesterday, and we want to tell you again what's going on. The Verrazano 500th anniversary. I can't even believe it's 500 years. He's going to tell us a little more detail about what tomorrow's event at noon in Battery Park City is about. And
that's
I think
exciting.
Alex is going to go.
Oh, I'm sure he
Alex
is.
Alex Garrett
loves
is going
to go.
Go
to these events.
I know, he does. He really does. And he'll get a lot of pictures, we know. Well, there is something very big in the news. You know, we've all been very, very upset about the shooting death of NYPD Jonathan Diller. And today, the ex-con driver in the shooting death was arraigned and faces 30 years in prison. So he was ordered held. His name is Lindy Jones, ordered held without bail on multiple charges of criminal possession of a weapon in Queens criminal court related to this March 25th death of Officer Diller, who's now Detective Jonathan Diller. And we know we had someone on from... oh my God, you gotta...
You're blanking?
Yes, I'm totally Uh-oh. Blanking.
Dead air is not good for radio.
I know. Tunnel to Towers. How could my
Fred
mind
Stiller?
Just go away? Well, we had someone on from Tunnel to Towers because the day of the funeral planning, they called Jonathan Diller's widow to tell her they were paying for her house.
That's great. That's such a good organization.
I mean, I'm sure that's not the first thing on her mind, how she's paying for her house. I'm sure the first thing is what she's going to do with her baby son and how she's going to get through this. But that's got to be a relief for her to know that she can take care of herself and her family. And that's just a beautiful thing. So, you know, I applaud the district attorney in Queens for putting this forth and for keeping him held without bail. And the other, quote, I guess we call them suspects at this point. I don't know what else we would call them. Rivera is also a seasoned criminal. He was also arraigned as well. And, you know, it's just so sad to me. This is just... I don't even want to talk about it because it's like, why should I have to talk about this? He was indicted, not arraigned, indicted on charges of murder in the first and second degree, attempted murder in the first and second degree, four counts of criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree, and criminal possession of a weapon in the third degree for homicide. He could spend the rest of his life in jail if he's convicted.
Crazy.
He's due back on May 7th. So thank goodness that the Queens... criminal court and the Queens District Attorney did something about this. Now, our Judge George Grasso, who we hope will be able to join us tonight. Actually, I just got a text from him. They ended. He's going outside. And so we're going to take a quick break and he's going to call us. And so we're going to have George Grasso, who ran criminal court in Queens. So he could probably give us a little bit on that arraignment as well and that indictment. Be right back.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. Have you been injured in a construction site accident? Have you fallen from a scaffold, ladder, or height while on the work site? If the answer is yes, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. In most cases, the law in New York favors you as the plaintiff if injured in a fall while working on someone else's property. It is important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. If you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamens at 212-486-0011, 212-486-0011, or visit us at idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamens, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my longtime family friend, Rob Sabah. The Sabah family owned and operated Honda dealer for over 60 years is there for one reason, their outstanding customer service. The Sabah family at Bay Ridge Honda makes you feel like you're part of their family when you come in to make one of the big decisions in your life, which car to purchase. And to kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. That's right, zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.5%. 0.9% and no payments until summer of 2024. 90 days of no payments. Bay Ridge Honda has the best prices around, and they will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the all-new Honda Civic, Honda HR-V, CR-V, the Honda Accord, and the Honda Passport. They have them all ready for you to drive off today. Bay Ridge Honda serves all five boroughs, and every new vehicle comes with their Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. So visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
On behalf of AM 970 The Answer, I'd like to invite you to a very special evening, maybe some good food, and definitely some great show. Kevin McCullough here, inviting you to be part of our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway as the Radio Night Live Fun Friday team gets ready to host on May 10th. Joining me will be First Lady of New York Hospitality and Chair of the Broadway Association, Christine Nicholas. It'll be a two-hour live broadcast. Times Square's very own T-Square, Tom Harris, president of the Times Square Alliance, will also join us, with special guests from the hottest shows on Broadway, producers, actors, and more, as well as interviews with Times Square's fabulous eateries and attractions. Make sure to join us on AM 970 from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, May 10th, for a show you won't want to miss. Live from Times Square, as it's our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway. From Broadway's Radio Authority, Radio Night Live on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, everybody. It's Arthur Idala, and we all know that planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Wills, trusts, power of attorneys, healthcare proxies, living wills, your overall estate plan. What are you going to do? You're going to attend a Connors & Sullivan free seminar and have all of your questions answered by Mike Connors himself. Wednesday, April 24th at Conley's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Thursday, April 25th at Don Roberto's, Forest Avenue in Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday, April 29th at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And Tuesday, April the 30th at Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you can't make any of these free seminars, call Connors & Sullivan at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. As Mike Connors always says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
War has played a key role in the history of the United States, from the nation's founding right down to the present. Wars made the United States independent, kept it together, increased its size, and established it as a global superpower. Hi, I'm James Early, host of the Key Battles of American History podcast. In each episode, I discuss American history through the lens of the most important battles of America's wars. To start listening now, go to ParthenonPodcast.com or search Key Battles of American History on your favorite podcasting platform.
If you're just jetting around looking for something to do tonight at 7, look no further. Come travel with us. Travel Tuesday. Linda Perillo, Kevin McCullough, talking all the big travel news of the day. And we hope you'll join us. It'll be a fun trip.
Hi, this is Judge Kamens, a partner at Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, and where Arthur Idala of the Arthur Idala Power Hour works at his 24/7 day job. In 2014, I retired from the bench to join ABK, which is a full-service, preeminent boutique firm that has been helping New Yorkers when legal problems arise. ABK is uniquely qualified to assist New Yorkers who have a wide range of legal problems, from personal injury claims and civil litigation to criminal defense and trusts and estates. I personally work on appellate matters, attorney disciplinary matters, and complex legal issues with a dedicated group of attorneys who provide a team approach to each case. There is no legal problem too big or small for this talented and hardworking legal team. So when you think of the Idala Power Hour, also keep in mind ABK, the Power Legal Firm.
Favorite songs I'm so glad you played this.
I love that it's your favorite song, but you have to read it off the paper I provide you. you don't know the name of it?
No, I never know the name of it. Electric Light Orchestra's beautiful. Wait, what is it called? Wait, I can't even read
this. Your favorite song.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Thank you. Wow.
I don't remember song names. This is why I can't find music properly, and I have to have a DJ Matt. DJ Sambolino.
Yeah, I'm here to help you.
DJ Brink.
I will walk you through this, Joe.
Thank you very much. Well, you heard right before the break me getting super nervous because I do not want to delay. We were really waiting with bated breath on eggshells because Trump trial that began yesterday was in court today, and Judge George Grasso was there, and he was stuck because the judge was still holding them, and they weren't sure if he was going to even get out at any specific time. So, Judge George Grasso, welcome back to the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
So, Judge Grasso, coming in live from St. Andrew Plaza in Manhattan.
And you are literally right outside the courtroom, and you literally just walked out.
Well, I walked out of the courtroom about 10 minutes ago. I found a little cove in St. Andrew Plaza. You know, I used to be a police officer. So I was scoping things out this morning as to where would be the best part to do a street interview with you because I figured this might happen. And here we are.
And here we are. Let me, my very first question, is it normal for a judge to go late? And how late have they ever gone? Have they ever gone to like midnight?
Well, you know, first of all, it's not normal. I mean, usually court breaks at 5 o'clock. But when a judge has a jury trial, judges will go late. I mean, midnight, no. I wouldn't say midnight. I don't think it's been beyond the pale that judges could go to like 6 o'clock like he pretty much did tonight. You wouldn't expect them to see them go like more than like 7 o'clock. But what happened today was unusual.
Wow.
And it certainly it shows the level of commitment that Judge Merchan has to moving this case forward.
Okay.
And it was really today he gave a master class in what a New York City Supreme Court judge can do.
So tell us what he did from the minute you walked in. We have about 10 minutes to go through this.
All right. Well, why don't I lead with the lead?
Yes.
The lead is. We have seven jurors seated.
Wow.
When we started the day, we had zero jurors. Not only did we have zero jurors seated, I explained to you on the air last night that the front end of the session was primarily a lot of pretrial motions and that we really did, and arguments, and we did not get to the business of the judge even screening the panel until something like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we broke at 4:30. So the judge had a huge job today. He had to go through a screening process of at least 15 jurors or more, just to figure out who would be in the pool where the people and then the defense attorney would have a chance to ask their own questions, and then the judge would begin a process of giving the people and the defense counsel an opportunity to challenge for cause. There are unlimited cause challenges that a prosecutor can make against to keep a juror off a jury, and the defense attorney can make. But there are a very limited amount of what we call peremptory challenges. But you need cause for peremptory challenges. So the lawyers want to hold on to them very carefully. So it is quite a significant process, and to have done everything that we did today and get through those processes and then end up with seven sworn jurors by the end of the day is an amazing feat by Judge Juan Merchan, and I give him great credit for that.
Can I ask you a question? And I hope you didn't say this and I couldn't hear you. Do you know how many jurors they went through in order to get to those seven?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the broad panel is they had one group of 96, and then they called in a second group of 96. So I can't say, you know, that it was 192, but it was a very significant number, you know, well over 100. The reason being is out of the 96 in both panels, you had like 50 or more on each panel basically just saying right off the bat that they don't believe they can be fair. I mean, it's not, you know, news breaking to say that we have a very controversial defendant here.
Yes.
And, you know, the essence of what's going on is that jurors must be fair. They must be deemed to be fair and unbiased. So that's, in this case, is presenting some unique challenges in that regard. Not only is it history making, and it's the first time that a president of the United States is a criminal defendant, but a very polarizing individual. But having said all that, here we are at the end of the second day, and the judge has seven jurors. So the judge will ultimately need, it's going to be 12 jurors who decide in a criminal case in New York, a felony criminal case. But then the judge has decided, in addition to that, he's going to want, he says likely he's going to go for six alternate jurors. The idea of an alternate juror is that if for some reason someone who's in the panel of 12, let's say they get into a car accident and they're hospitalized, or there's a death in the family or something like that, and they can no longer serve on the jury, or let's say there was some kind of a misconduct issue, the judge needs jurors that are in reserve, so to speak, that he can bring in to replace the original 12. And if a situation were to develop and the judge lost jurors from the original 12 and did not have enough of backup jurors, these reserve jurors, then there would be a mistrial. Normally you would see like about three alternate jurors, but this judge, and I think he's right, given the significance of this case, he doesn't want to take any chances, so he's looking to do six.
Okay.
So ultimately, if he sticks with that plan with the alternate jurors, we're going to need 18. But we took a big piece out of it today, and he led the way.
Is there anything you can tell? I know you can't tell us about them, but is there anything significant that stood out about these jurors?
Well, I'll tell you something that stood out today, and it caught everybody, including me, by surprise. And there has been, you know, we have the court is full of reporters, so you could actually Google this now and find,
including our own Judge George Grasso, our inside scoop man.
There you go. So in the afternoon, when the afternoon session, which began at 2:15, because we went late into the morning session, the first juror that was being challenged for cause by the defense was a juror known as juror number one, based upon the seat the juror was in. And it had something to do with social media posts that this juror had.
Wow,
that
interesting.
Let me tell you something. Put that aside.
Judge Grasso, just so you know, we have about 1 minute left. We're coming up hard break here.
Social media was a big deal in the screening product today. So this particular juror was questioned about her social media posts.
Oh, interesting.
And it was a pretty hot questioning. So what ends up happening is that the judge at one point leans over in a very quiet but forceful way and says, "I have to make a record." And then the judge goes on to say, "This juror was about 12 feet away from your client." This is to Todd Blanche, the defense attorney. "Your client was making gestures and was audibly uttering something." Ooh. I don't know what he was uttering.
Okay.
"But I will not tolerate that. I won't have any jurors being intimidated in this court."
Oh, wow.
"I want that to be crystal clear." Okay. And he said, "Talk to your client now." So Judge Merchan couldn't have been more direct, and everybody was jolted by it. Now, I'm sitting in an outer courtroom because they want to protect the anonymity of the juror. We're all sitting in this outer courtroom. So I couldn't see the juror. I couldn't see what occurred. has this happened? But that's rather extraordinary that he felt the need to give that kind of a warning.
Perfect.
So anyway,
Judge Grasso,
that's what I got for you.
Thank you so much. You're coming back on with Arthur tomorrow. We're going to have you a lot longer because I'm sure there will be a lot more to talk about.
Well, tomorrow there's no court.
Well, then Thursday for sure. We're going to go to a commercial break now. We've been live and local with our inside scoop, Judge George Grasso. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala, and whether you're an owner of one machine or have a fleet of hundreds, Esko Truck and Equipment can help with all your equipment needs, whether it be purchase, lease, or rent, the right machine to improve your business. Esko provides a full line of Link Belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapac and Chicago Pneumatic, or handheld power tools from Steel. Esko Parts can stock an extensive inventory and retrieve parts quickly to minimize your downtime. If you break down in the field and need a part, Esko certified technicians will come to you on site to get you back to work quickly. Esko is there for you every step of the way with regular maintenance, inspections, service, and repair. Serving New York and New Jersey, call Joe Eugenio at 718-504-2600. That's 718-504-2600. Or go online to EscoEquipment.com. That's E-S-S-C-O Equipment.com. Esko Truck and Equipment is a DeFazio company.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join me on a cruise to Alaska over 4th of July. It will be an adventure of a lifetime. Book your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or online. Just go to PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
We return now with Lifetime New Yorker and legal analyst, attorney Arthur Idala, and the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
Wow, welcome back, and we are welcoming back to some really intense, beautiful music. Sambolino, what is this?
This is intense? Chicago's intense?
It's when you wrote Chicago on my sheet, I thought you were going to play Chicago the Musical.
Oh my God, you theater people. You theater people.
When our next guest comes on, I think Chicago, it must be the musical, because I just saw another version of it. Welcome back to the Arthur Idala Power Hour with your guest host today, Joni Pelzer, with Sambolino sitting across from me. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
You're in a good mood this
nice
second half?
Nice to see you in studio for 2 days.
I know. It's kind of fun. And we have the most amazing man on the line, but he couldn't be in studio with us because he's pretty busy running what we consider the biggest crossroads of the entire world. Tom Harris, T Squared from Times Square Alliance, the Presidente. Hello, Tom.
Hello there, Joni. Hello, Matt. Chicago brings me back to my grammar school days.
Which one, the musical or the group?
No, the group. I wish I was, the group.
Yeah, I played it for Tom, okay?
Okay. It's for
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tom.
So I read on the sheet that it's Chicago, and of course, because we have you on, and we have a plethora of Broadway openings, including, I just saw The Outsiders opening as I was going to the theater the other day, and I was super excited, taking pictures of the red carpet and all that fun stuff. So, Tom Harris, we're going to have a special guest after you. We're going to have the Gelato Company in Times Square, Marino, but for right now, I want to get a quick Times Square update from the one and only Tom Harris.
Thanks. So, Broadway, you talked about The Outsiders opening last week. Lempicka opened on Sunday. The Wiz opens tomorrow. Stuff opens the day after that. We have, I think, 14 openings this month alone, the second half of this month alone. So Broadway is hopping.
I love hearing that.
And we just got data from the MTA in. This is hot off the press. The Times Square subway station was the number one subway station in the city. Over 54 million people passed through that subway station in 2023.
Wow. Okay. And, you know, I have to ask you, because Arthur would ask you, what's going on with crime, especially in the Times Square subway. We're going to talk to Chief Kemper on Thursday, but what's going on in Times Square and in the subway with crime?
So, look, I was just on the subway today, and from Milwaukee, I was on it four times today, two trips. And honestly, like, it was, I don't know if they knew that I was coming and then they knew you were going to ask me about it, but it was clean. It was, I've been taking the subway since the 70s when I was listening to Chicago in St. Thomas Aquinas Grammar School.
I love it.
And I remember the graffiti cars and the dirt, and the car was immaculate. The subway station was immaculate. The MTA is doing a really, really, really good job. Look, we have problems, and as Chief Kemper talks about, we have a problem with recidivists, and we have a problem with people with mental illness, and we have to figure out as a society how we're going to address both of those issues. But make no mistake about it, it is safe in the subway, it is safe in Times Square, thanks to the hardworking men and women of the NYPD that really work tirelessly. And you know, I tease Chief Kemper a lot, but he really, you know, he's working 30 hours a day to try to make the subway safe.
I agree. And kudos to his the guy that rides along with him, Lieutenant Alex, who we love, who came down to the studio with us as well. So, Tom, Times Square just turned 120 years old.
I don't need a partner to ride the subway. So, Joni, just when you're talking to Chief Kemper, I don't need a partner to ride the subway. So he rides with his little partner. Subways are safe.
They meet at home in Brooklyn. They meet in Brooklyn to go to work together every single day. They're a full team. I love it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So wait. So I want to focus on Times Square with you because Times Square is 120 years old. That's pretty amazing. I remember going there as a little kid with my parents and riding the subway. And my first show ever was the Rockettes right near Times Square. So talk to us about what else is going on. I know you did a thing on New York One talking about 120 years.
Sure. So April 8th, we celebrated 120 years. It was 1904 when the city renamed Longacre Square to Times Square after the New York Times. So that really opened up a lot of opportunities. Times Square has always evolved. In 1904, the subway came here, and that really opened up opportunities for Times Square and for Midtown. Times Square has changed throughout the decades. It's always reimagining itself, and I've been here for 16 years, and almost every block has something new, something exciting on it. And, you know, it's always been a place for public gatherings, whether it be election night, the end of World War II, sporting events. We had a lot of people here last week for the eclipse. So the best is yet to come for Times Square. I'm looking forward to the next 120 years here.
Me too. Tell us what's coming up other than the Broadway shows, which are always exciting for us. What else do you have planned?
So we have Hot Dog in the City. We're going to be bringing in on April 30th, we're going to be bringing in a 65-foot-long animatronic confetti-spewing hot dog structure.
Matt's going to love that.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Right. Matt's going to bring Nora.
Please, it's going to be family. It's Times Square is family friendly. This hot dog is going to be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. It's going to be a way to talk low stakes about ketchup or mustard. You know,
okay, and we blow away Chicago hot dogs. I'll just say that right now. And that's no pun intended with Chicago versus now the city of Chicago.
Right. And so, yeah. We're going to be talking about, you know, vegans or meat. There's so many things that you could talk about surrounding a hot dog. So we're going to be doing some programming surrounding that.
Well, we can't wait to hear more about that. That's for sure.
Yes. So we'll be rolling that into Times Square on the 30th. It's going to be here through June 13th. So you have to come out. Everyone needs to come out.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe we could do something live over there. I'll come and do some video, or we'll do a live stream or something. What else do you got coming up? I know you have something for Earth Day also.
So on Saturday, we're celebrating Car-Free Day in Times Square. So Broadway is going to celebrate Earth Day. We're partnering with the Broadway Green Alliance and the New York City Department of Transportation. for an Earth Day concert. It's going to be Saturday, this Saturday, April 20th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Broadway between 45th and 46th Street. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have Broadway's top talent and young performers from around the region that are going to be talking about the environment and how we could save our planet. And this is Commissioner Rodriguez's baby. Car Free Earth Day has been doing it since 2017, and we are happy to support it with him.
Well, maybe Matt can take Nora and Briar in from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and he can come on over via Subway and enjoy that Saturday.
You can add to the millions of people each year that use the Times Square station.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much, Tom. All right, we're going to talk now next up with the Amarino Gelato Cafe. So thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Joni. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Take care, Tom.
It's a gorgeous day in New York City. Pretty warm, isn't it, Matt? It's like
That's
pretty
hot
outside today.
I love it.
I'm wearing hot pink. I wonder if there's gelato, the color of what I'm wearing in
hot
pink.
Sure, it's a refreshing snack for
it's
a day
refreshing.
Like this.
Refreshing, yes. We could all use a little gelato, couldn't we? So I'm so honored. Tom Harris, Times Square, introduced us to Amarino Gelato Cafe. And I'm so honored that we have two folks on the line today. We have Margherita Fiorio. She is the general manager of Amarino Gelato in Times Square. And we have Gil Vanni, who's the manager. They work together. And so welcome to the show, team.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So Very honored nice to have you. Life. So honored to have you. So I have a little background on you, and I have to ask you, you have such an interesting background, Margherita. I know you were raised born in Venice, Italy, which I absolutely love. And you came to the U.S. 3 years ago to pursue a degree at St. Francis in Brooklyn, and you were a tennis star. How do you go from being a tennis star to eating and working in a gelato establishment?
Well, you know, I mean, I was born, as you said, I was born and raised in Venice, Italy. And of course, whenever you say Italy to someone else, the first thing that comes in their mind is food. In fact, I was raised into the hospitality world, specifically hotels and later restaurants. So for me, it was always like eating, tasting new stuff. So I was my natural habitat. So whenever I decided to move here and I was done with my degree in business management, I was like, you know what? I would love to keep working in this environment because I feel in my natural habitat and I love being surrounded by people that love food.
Food. Matt does too.
Yeah, Italian products. So that this opportunity was perfect for me.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yes. So, being a student athlete, it's hard. I came here because in Italy it was hard to managing both tennis and studies. So here was the perfect like balance.
Do you still do tennis?
I still play not much though because I mean it's also winter in the city. It's hard.
Of course, but you know, Amarino is right near a tennis club, a famous tennis club at Manhattan Plaza.
Yeah, I know it. I know it really well. I know the tennis club. Yeah.
So you could bring some gelato over for all the tennis stars that play there. I heard Serena Williams actually plays there once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, really? I know some other tennis players go there sometimes.
Yes.
I know the spot is really nice.
My friend helps run it. Tony Sportiello, who helps run my theater, the AMT Theater. He helps run the tennis club. So I want to deep dive a little bit more. Tell me, I have about a minute for you to tell me about Amarino. How did Amarino Gelato start?
So Amarino was founded in 2002 by the co-founders were Cristiano and Paolo. Was founded in Paris, France. First, they wanted to bring Italian gelato to Paris and show it to French people. Soon, it became like a franchising in 2006. They started opening in other spots around Europe and Spain, Italy, Germany, and later was brought in the United States, in New York. So, yeah, basically, these two guys wanted to show how real gelato is made with, like, good natural products.
Oh, yeah.
And
real gelato tastes
know,
different from anything else.
The simplicity of products is very important for Amorino, because they don't have any preservatives. Everything is natural. They look for specific products from different parts of the world. Like we have the macadamia chocolate flavor.
Yum.
So, yeah.
And yeah, I understand there's a special way that they serve it. That it's shaped like a flower.
Exactly,
is that true?
Exactly. What different Amorino from other gelato places is the way they shape their gelato in the cones. You have to be an artist so hard to make it like to make the nice flower, because with a spatula they create this rose.
It reminds me of getting colors. Like a nice cup of cappuccino, and they
exactly.
draw on top. They make you a flower
exactly.
or a tree or something beautiful. They've done my dog for me when I've gone to a place for a cappuccino.
I mean, it's so sad to eat the rose because it's so nice. Like,
oh,
you don't want to eat it. But,
it's beautiful. You know? I was looking on your website. It's so beautiful. I need to go there.
Yeah.
The one I really want to try is your bourbon vanilla.
Super good vanilla. Our fruit flavors are amazing. Our chocolate, though, our signature flavor is the Inimitabile, which is hazelnut chocolate, but it's super good. You don't find it anywhere else, to be honest.
All right, so I'm going to have to meet the two of you, Gil and Margarita. I'm going to have to meet you over at Amorino. How do people find Amorino?
So we have Instagram, we have a website, we have three locations in Manhattan. We have in Times Square, which is the biggest one. University Place is the oldest. And then we just opened like a few months ago, Lincoln Center, right by Lincoln Center.
Oh, perfect for going before the theater or after.
Exactly. Many people come.
Or a concert
Exactly, before going to Lincoln Center.
You need a place in Central Park.
Oh, yeah. But we're close to Central Park. It's like a block away.
Absolutely. Oh, I love it. You're making my mouth water. How about you, Matt? You
sounds
want
amazing.
Some gelato.
I love gelato.
Oh, I love this. Margarita, promise you'll update us when you get more flavors or more locations.
Sure.
And we're so thrilled you're in Times Square because it's the heart of the world, we think. Crossroads of the world. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Margarita so and much. Gil from Amorino, Amorino Gelato Cafe in Times Square. And Matt, that's it for this segment. I just want to go there right now and get gelato because it's so warm out. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. If you listen to this show regularly, you may have heard me talk about my respect for court reporters. Well, I've got some exciting news for you. The New York State Unified Court System recently held a press conference and declared court reporting as the best career you've never heard of because they have just created a position designed specifically for brand new court reporters. The court reporting trainee position allows new court reporters to enter the court system, making an annual salary upwards of $75,000 with an additional $4,600 in location pay if you live in New York City or Nassau, Suffolk County. To qualify for the position, you don't need any working experience as a court reporter. You just have to graduate from an approved court reporting institution and write at 225 words per minute. If you're not sure if court reporting is right for you, you could take a test drive. Test drive the program through PLAWS's free virtual A-Z program. For more information, email info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plaza, P-L-A-Z-A college.edu.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew that was good for you. And it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and vegetables. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. Feel better naturally and eat your fruits and vegetables every single day with Balance of Nature. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them directly, you must use promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them 800-246-8751 and use code GORKA. 800-246-8751 or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off.
On behalf of AM 970 The Answer, I'd like to invite you to a very special evening, maybe some good food, and definitely some great show. Kevin McCullough here, inviting you to be part of our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway as the Radio Night Live Fun Friday team gets ready to host on May 10th. Joining me will be First Lady of New York Hospitality and Chair of the Broadway Association, Christine Nicholas. It'll be a two-hour live broadcast. Times Square's very own T-Square, Tom Harris, president of the Times Square Alliance, will also join us. With special guests from the hottest shows on Broadway, producers, actors, and more, as well as interviews with Times Square's fabulous eateries and attractions. Make sure to join us on AM 970 from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, May 10th, for a show you won't want to miss. Live from Times Square, as it's our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway. From Broadway's Radio Authority, Radio Night Live on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my longtime family friend, Rob Sabah. The Sabah family owned and operated Honda dealer for over 60 years is there for one reason, their outstanding customer service. The Sabah family at Bay Ridge Honda makes you feel like you're part of their family when you come in to make one of the big decisions in your life, which car to purchase. And to kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. That's right, zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9% and no payments until summer of 2024. 90 days of no payments. Bay Ridge Honda has the best prices around and they will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the all-new Honda Civic, Honda HR-V, CR-V, the Honda Accord, and the Honda Passport. They have them all ready for you to drive off today. Bay Ridge Honda serves all five boroughs and every new vehicle comes with their Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. So visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
Kevin McCullough is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, Lordy. Oh.
And we are back with our final segment on the Arthur Idala Power Hour, and Arthur will be back live and local with us tomorrow evening. Sambolino, he won't be in person with you. He'll be in the Midtown office being a lawyer by day.
Of course.
And an Italian-American by night.
Hope he's enjoying his time in D.C., by the way.
He is. He was meeting with some pretty high-level people. He'll tell you all about it tomorrow. So without further ado, we had him on the show last night. There's a big event tomorrow to celebrate the 500th anniversary of Verrazano coming to New York. And this is all made possible by none other than the man we have partly made possible. Not, you know, he didn't do everything, as we know. No one does everything by themselves, especially we know that when we're Italian Americans. But the Italian American Leadership Forum, one of the founding members, Angelo Vivola. Welcome back to the show, Angelo.
Hey, Joan, thank you so much. And I really appreciate the opportunity to speak again about tomorrow's 500th anniversary of Giovanni da Verrazzano's exploration of the New York Harbor. And he did that 80 years before Hudson ever came to these shores. So it's a great event. We're really excited. I just got a call from Albany. And the governor is going to be there to kick us off tomorrow.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations on that honor. And I know you were on Joe Piscopo's show, our sister show, this morning.
I don't know who I love more, Joe Piscopo or Arthur Idala and his family.
Wait, what about me?
Well, Joan, that goes without saying.
I love it. So tell us a little bit about this event, which is, this event is tomorrow at noon at Battery Park City.
At the statue of Giovanni da Verrazzano, there's a statue, beautiful statue, and we're going to have a bunch of dignitaries, including the Council General of Italy, and we're going to have the Council General of France, because his voyage was under the flag of the French, so we wanted to respect them and have them come to this great celebration. And we have the Commissioner of the Parks Department, who's been absolutely terrific, Susan Donahue, who's going to be there to say a few words, and
and the governor and the mayor's sending a representative. Unfortunately, he's not going to be able to.
Oh, gosh. I hope it's Ingrid Lewis Martin. She's on our show every Friday doing The Good News Is.
I know Ingrid's a terrific
She really is. We love her.
I like her a lot as well. But he's sending someone, an official, and it's just going to be terrific. We're overwhelmed with the amount of people already who have signed on to be there. Although you don't need to sign on, just need to show up. It's going to be at noon.
Well, it's quite special. It really is quite special. My relatives came through Ellis Island. They came here. They were on Ellis Island. Both sides came. My father from Germany and from Ireland, and then my mom's side from Sicily. So they came a little more recently than my father's side. Where are your family? Where do they come from?
My mom was Sicilian and my dad was Neapolitan. So,
there you go. Neapolitan pizza.
Generation.
Love that pizza.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
So what should folks expect tomorrow? What should they see? What are they going to see other than all the dignitaries presenting?
Well, let me say this. I left out a little piece. Earlier in the morning, about 9:30, a ferry going across to Staten Island. Joe Sciami, a member of the Italian-American Leadership Forum, he is going to present a wreath at the statue, and the president of the borough is going to be there. So there's going to be some ceremony there. And then back in New York at the Battery Park, it's really going to be a few great speeches, not big, but, short and to the point about the great accomplishments. Look, we're looking to celebrate the positives about Italians and all that they've contributed over the years. And this one in particular is a big one. No one can contradict the fact that, Verrazzano did what he did, and he opened up the shore from all the way from up north to down south.
And it's celebrating our Italian-American heritage. Nothing better than that right now, especially. With everything going on in the world, we need to remember the good stuff.
Absolutely.
Angelo, promise you'll come back on and give us an update as to how the event went. We're really hoping it'll be amazing and the weather will be wonderful. So this has been the Arthur Idala Power Hour. Arthur will be back with you live and local tomorrow night. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Angelo, for being our guest. And go on, go tomorrow at noon to Battery Park City to celebrate Verrazzano.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour is sponsored by Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins, PC.